In 1996, the Georgia Music Hall of Fame opened in Macon. The city seemed like a perfect fit thanks to its rich music history and ties to artists like Otis Redding, Little Richard, and the Allman Brothers Band. The 43,000-square-foot facility housed memorabilia from over 450 artists. 15 years later, during the height of the Great Recession, the museum lost state funding and shut down. But what happened to all the stuff? I traveled to Athens to find out. Paul Van Wicklin is driving a cherry picker in a library. It's a vault, really, and Van Wicklin is the vault manager. The cherry picker slides down an enormous aisle underneath the University of Georgia's Hargrett Rare Book and Manuscript Library. There are two other rooms just like it.
Each one consists of four aisles that are 170 feet long by 32 feet tall. We do keep everything at 50 degrees Fahrenheit with a relative humidity of 30%.
The chilly temperatures are perfect for items brought here when the Hall of Fame closed. They're stacked alongside things like colonial-era documents and political memorabilia.
I'm going to pull this out here just to set this on. I don't know what we have in here.
Van Wicklin reaches into the box and pulls out a baseball jacket belonging to George McCorkle.
I'm not certain who he played with. He's with the Marshall Tucker Band, I think. But I'm not certain, so. It doesn't say in here, just a Capricorn Records jacket, yeah.
McCorkle, who died in 2007, was a founding member and guitarist for the Marshall Tucker Band, a southern rock group signed to Macon-based Capricorn Records. But even though the museum was based in Macon, it held artifacts from musicians across the state, including Athens. University archivist Steve Armour says that includes three different outfits and two wigs donated by the B-52 Cindy Wilson, formerly on display at the museum.
Very flashy, very colorful, and if you know anything about the B-52s, you would see those fit right in with their style. And then, of course, their iconic wigs. We have a couple of different like beehive wigs up here.
Armour, who cataloged the Hall of Fame's collection, says while many of the library's visitors are researchers, anyone can request access. Periodically, items are also lent out to other museums or put on display at the library's small gallery, like John Bell's ruined boat shoes. He's the lead singer of Widespread Panic.
They tour like over 150 days a year, you know, and he's probably not worried about his shoes. He's just on his, you know, just jamming and like doesn't care about them. They're just totally worn through.
That's Jan Hebert, who coordinates exhibits here with the help of the students. She says she gravitates towards artifacts with stories behind them. And she hopes the people of Macon will know the Hall of Fame collection has a good home here. And the library hopes to keep adding to it. University archivist Christian Lopez.
We're building an archive, and we want to be a Georgia music archive. Having that cornerstone collection says to other people who might want to donate materials, I want my stuff to be there too because they have that.
And as the collection grows, items will be stacked alongside others in the vault where Paul Van Wicklin opens another box.
And this black suit here looks like it belonged to, according to the descriptor, belonged to Trisha Yearwood, so.
Underneath the clouds, teenage kids sneaking out again.
just one of thousands of pieces of Georgia music history, safely underground in Athens.
We were falling the moment when it all came pouring down.
For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
The Georgia